Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And what we're going to do last this morning is return to a topic from one of our favorite conversations from last week, which was why the modern bathroom is terribly designed. Did you hear Lloyd Alter of Tree Hugger last Thursday talking about his editorial in The Guardian about the Western bathroom being inefficient, unsanitary, and unsafe? Well, as you know, if you heard it, we spent almost the entire chat talking about toilets and waste. That is the waste of water. But then at the very end of the show, I asked Lloyd about showers, and he said this.
Well, our showers are terribly designed if they only have a shower head up on the wall falling on your head. The other thing is they're death traps. One American dies every day by falling in the shower because they all should have hand grips, they should all have thermostatically controlled, and they shouldn't be in bathtubs where you're stepping over the edge onto a slippery bottom. It's designed to kill, really.
Now, so Lloyd Alter here last Thursday, and you know what? You don't get to assert that showers are designed to kill in the last 30 seconds of this show without getting asked back on to elaborate. So Lloyd Alter of Tree Hugger is back to do just that. Hey, Lloyd, thanks for joining us again.
It's a great pleasure.
Will you start right there?
Well, yeah, I'd happily start right there. You know, the bathtub is a really funny thing, particularly in the United States. The bath people would wash in their bedrooms where they had washstands, which then had sinks installed, and they would have bathtubs that were portable tubs that were in the kitchen. And showers didn't exist. For showers to be developed, you had to pressurize hot water, which means they had to Rudd in Philadelphia in the 1870s developed the first practical hot water tank that people could have. And in the 1890s, Sears started selling tubs, and they started putting shower heads on them. But this idea that you can combine a shower and a tub is one of the dumbest moves that I think has ever been made. You know, you wouldn't go outside without watching your step, especially if there was a smooth metal surface and it was wet and it was soapy. You'd say, I'm not going to walk there. I'm going to slip and fall on my ass. And then every morning we get in the shower and do exactly that. And I'm really surprised that the statistics only show one death per day in the United States, because it's just fundamentally bad design. Let's take shiny metal, let's take soap, and let's take water, and let's take bare feet.
You know, I'm actually an anecdote in this, and I never thought of it in the context of these terms. I just thought it was just a fluky thing that happened to me when I was a kid. I was about 9 or 10 years old. Not that experienced, I guess, taking showers. I don't remember exactly what age I graduated from baths, but taking a shower, and down I went. And the big toe hit the part of the faucet out of which, you know, the bath water came, that one down there, and cracked my big toe. So I got a broken toe from slipping in the shower as a kid. And after that, I started being very, very aware of being careful in the bathtub or having some of those, you know, a rubber mat down or something like that. And it was just a little thing in my life. And you're telling me it's a pattern.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And, you know, we don't tell people they need to have grab bars in the shower until we're dealing with our parents when they're getting old, when they should be there all the time for everyone. And the controls are terrible. My 95-year-old mother mismanaged the controls a couple of months ago, and the whole bathroom and her whole bedroom just turned into instant schwitz. It was like 120 degrees in there, and she didn't know what was going on, and we were lucky the building people found her in time. None of these things are designed for any kind of condition except a healthy stand-up person who is doing everything in exactly the right way, and they still slip and break their necks.
And it is mostly older people who are at risk here, right?
Well, I don't think it's mostly. I think that, like, you were 9 years old and you broke your toe, but obviously it's much, much worse with older people. And, you know, then you get people who had sunken tubs, and the worst thing that you can have is to be stepping stepping down into it. If anything, the tub should be raised so that you actually have your weight properly on the foot. Hmm. But just, it's fundamentally bad design. Now, more and more tubs do have textured bottoms, but it's a light texturing. The answer, I really think, is that the tub should be separate from the shower altogether. But, of course, that means you need a little bit more real estate.
All right, our badly designed showers, folks. Any questions or comments for Lloyd Alter from Tree Hugger? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And the other big piece of this is the water waste factor?
Yes. Well, showers are much, much better than bathtubs for that, for sure. But there's no reason that they should always be on. There's a thing that in the States is called the Navy shower. What you had to do, which was you would turn, the shower would only give water when you were pressing a button, so you would take your hand off to soap up, and then you'd press the button to rinse. And they use a quarter the water of a regular shower. I personally always liked a really, really powerful shower. And when I designed my last bathroom, I had 3/4-inch pipes going to it. It would blow you across the room. It was so wonderful. Then I started learning about all this stuff and felt really, really guilty and started putting those pressure-controlling shower heads on to use less water. And it isn't the same thing. A wonderful shower is a great luxury, but it's not one that we can afford anymore.
Our favorite thread on the Guardian comments page attached to your article begins with someone posting that it would be way too cold to keep turning the water off in their bathroom, especially with the breeze from the window being open, which, of course, led everyone else in the comments page to pile on with, why are you showering with your window open? But it does lead to a legitimate question, which is, does turning the water on and off, which I think is what you say what they do in Japan, right?
Well, in Japan, they would sit and, yes, they would turn the water on and off. You sit in the stool and you soap yourself and then you rinse using a hand shower that you turn on and off.
Going to make you cold, right? Aren't you going to get hot and cold?
It depends, I really think, how well your bathroom is insulated and heated. You know, in New York apartments, in most apartment buildings, the hot water is recirculating. It goes up to the top and back down again so that you don't have a long wait for hot water. So I don't think you would. You do, and if your room is warm, bathrooms are often the warmest rooms having a radiator right there, then I don't think it isn't a problem for me.
John, you've seen this Japanese shower design? John in Morristown?
Yes, I have. My fiance lives in Tokyo, and I spend a lot of time there. And she has a very modern tub and shower where you don't even have a faucet. You have a control panel, and the water is set. You can set it to whatever, but normally it's set to 42 degrees, which is pretty hot for a tub. And it's a room. It's a big room. You can heat the room with hot air, and you basically take up a shower by sitting on a stool like your guest had just mentioned. And, you know, you use a faucet, a shower handle to take a shower. And if you want to take a tub, you can do that, and it's separate. It's very efficient, and it's very beautiful. And even the toilet, it has a bidet, so you waste, you know, you don't use a lot of toilet paper. And I don't know why we don't have shower room with a drain right in the middle. It's very efficient.
Thank you very much. Of course, as many people have experienced, public bathrooms have lots of designs to make sure you don't take much toilet paper. John in Sandy Hook, you're on WNYC in Connecticut. Hi, John.
Hi, Brian. I'm 74 years old. I live in an active senior community, so everybody's 55 or over. And the contractor put in fiberglass shower stalls with absolutely no grab bars. It's hard to believe, but that's what he did.
Not good. So let's get a positive grab bar story from Michael in Manhattan, I think. Hi, Michael.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I moved in when I was 43 years old, and the tenant before me had a bathroom. She was elderly. So I have grab bars. I can't imagine not having grab bars in when you're taking a shower in a bathtub. I don't understand. That would be a relatively mild fix, not very expensive. Why isn't it regulations?
Michael, thank you very much. So as a matter of regulation, it sounds like the designer of that senior residence that the previous caller was talking about or the developer of it might have a problem on his hands. But are there regulations? Is this a matter of policy fixes at all, in your opinion, Lloyd?
Well, I don't see why the building codes shouldn't just specify that there will be grab bars in every bathroom. It seems to me to be absolute common sense. And the cost is not very big at all if you're planning ahead and you build the blocking in behind to put in the bars. If you've just got a fiberglass shower, it's almost impossible to do because there's nothing to fasten the bars to except the fiberglass. But if you know in advance it's going to happen, it's crazy that it isn't part of the rules. It's crazy that it's not an on-slip surface on every single tub.
You told us on the show last time, but without much elaboration, that showers really should have a default stream that moves upward, like a bidet, rather than overhead. Why is that?
Well, I was sort of being sarcastic, really, but the real point about it is that parts of the body that most need a proper cleaning are the ones that are pointing down, not up. And so that it just seemed to me that it should make sense that there should be like a shower head that points up so that you can actually get them. But that's what one of the great things about a handheld telephone-type shower is. Then you can have both.
And here's more about regulating a fix from our comments page. Someone writes, fortunately, manufacturers and building codes are putting things into place that accommodate the very things he dislikes. For example, thermostatic valve controls with anti-scald features are becoming common among the manufacturers. And building codes require new baths contain special blocking behind the finishes, which allow for installation of grab bars.
Well, familiar it's interesting that I'm just renovating my house, and they put in one of those thermostatic controls that takes the temperature out of the tank down from 145 to 125, which is a safe non-scald temperature. And the plumbers tell me that after the building inspector leaves, 90% of his customers come back and say, now will you take that thing out because I can't get the water hot enough?
Ursula in Manhattan is listening to this show and thinking, why are they going on about this? I think. Ursula, we have 15 seconds for you, but go.
Thank you. I just want to say that I think it is kind of contributing to the infantilization of America's adult population by saying that they can't shower by themselves. We walk across 6 lanes of traffic on a daily basis, with or without the light. Like, I understand that there are some people who need additions, but to say that the entire adult population in America can't handle showering is ridiculous.
Lloyd Alter from Tree Hugger, thank you for two conversations about bathrooms. 10 seconds for a response to Ursula.
Oh, goodness, what can I say? I mean, why do we ground electric outlets? I mean, it's very easy to make things safer with a little bit of planning.
Thank you very much for joining us. It's been really fun, and you got a lot of response from our listeners.
1, 2, 3. Splish, splash, I was taking a bath. Long about a Saturday night. Yeah, rubber duck, just relaxing in the tub. Thinking everything was all right. Well, I stepped out the tub, I put my feet on the floor. I wrapped the towel around me and I opened the door. And then a splish, splash, I jumped back in the bath. Well, how was I to know there was a party going on?